very long time since I came to speak. Not quite sure now if you can hear me. I'm trying my best to talk to you through this box.
You can hear you very well. Very
clear. My name is David.
Oh, you're the lady who had the office.
I see.
Oh, I hope you come through.
Yes. I come for a very special reason. One cannot but feel a little disappointed to know that there will not be an old Vic any longer, and yet at the same time, I am very thrilled and very pleased to know that there is going to be at last a national theatre. And I suppose, in a sense, I can be pleased because it is really directly through the influence and the work that has been done in the past by the old Vic. I'm sorry to lose the name, the title, for so long, but held the British drama in this country. But nevertheless, I am grateful to all those who have made the endeavor for so long to bring into being this national theater, which I feel for so long that this has held for itself that title. I'm disappointed because I feel that an effort could have been made to set the old book as a monument, not only to the past, but to the future, where students could have been trained and productions could have been put on. It could have been, in a sense, a wonderful training school from every aspect and every angle. The only regret I have in this speech is that this distance could not have been kept as the memorial to the past, and also as something very special and definite, inasmuch that it could have been a training school from the point of view of study and production. It would have been a great effort in that sense. It could have been a wonderful training school. I think it's a bit at all in a training school. It could have been kept on, I feel sure, by efforts made. Maybe it could have been you, that person. The name would have been kept, the students would have been, as they've always done in the past, entered not only the commercial theatre, but the national theatre. But I suppose I should not complain. In a sense, I have seen, over the years, the wonderful transition that's taken place. From that place which I first occupied and took upon myself to mold, became a highly respected theatre in which many famous people have developed their talents and gone on to wider fields. Now the National Theatre, which I've always felt the old Vic was symbolic. Well, I suppose I should not complain, and I wouldn't like anyone to think that I am complaining. It's just the feeling that perhaps some effort could have been made to speak with old Vic, standing on its site, being yours in an active state of training. Nevertheless, I am grateful for all the effort and all the work that has been done there, all the splendid and wonderful people who've made it the living thing that it has become. And it will not die, that I'm quite sure. The memory will survive, the wonderful production that has taken place there over the years, all that it entails, all that it implies, will go into the future.
Yes.
Mm, but I'm disappointed. I'm only human. I suppose that I'm disappointed to see that at last it should come down after 100 years, practically. Not that I was there 100 years. Some people probably thought I was nearly 100. But the point is that I took it here just as it was and made it into something that was admired and respected by the whole civilized English-speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, I was there, I was listening to all that was being said, and in many respects I fully agree. It's just that to see the curtain come down for the last time and to know that it will never go up again on a production, even a student production, seems to me so sad. Mm. I do feel it could have been kept, not as a memorial for me, I don't mean that at all, but it could have been kept and used, and it would have been a wonderful training. Perhaps I'm being sentimental, and yet I'm not a sentimentalist. I don't think it ever was.
Miss Davies, thank you for Harry Parker and your life on the other side.
Oh, my life is really active here. I'm still tremendously interested in the theatre, and I think I know a lot more about it now. And not only that, I was always very keen when on your side, not just to bring education to the people, I was keen to see the influence of good brought into the lives of innumerable people through the plays of Shakespeare and others. To hold a mirror unto nature. That is the art of the theatre. And over here, in a sense, that is equally true. We do hold up a mirror to souls, particularly those on the lower sphere, the lower plane, so that they show be given the opportunity to see themselves truly. That's where the theatre plays a very important part here. There are groups of actors and actresses who take plays through different spheres and put on productions and interpret lives of individuals, and which helps tremendously to make people think more seriously and deeply about themselves, and in consequence change their outlook and their way of thought, and in consequence they are elevated and helped to a higher plane by that very thought of work, which is so important. An actor and actress, a true actor and actress, is equally useful and serviceable over here in the highest sense, not just the sheer entertainment as such. I was interested in entertainment to a point, but always behind all my efforts was a desire to uplift humanity, to educate, to make people see what was good and what was right, and to follow it, and to in consequence see in the evil of some of the characters that were portrayed themselves, so that they would in themselves desire to cast that aspect of themselves away.
Mm.
And that of course still goes on here. Mm. I was there on Saturday night with Emma Collins and quite a number of other folks, many who were associated with that theatre. It was a most extraordinary evening. Lord, mixture of sadness and at the same time pride. Pride in the realization of what had been done and that it was to be, as it were, the very foundation of the, what I'd always hoped for, the national theatre.
Mm.
But I'm just disappointed that death itself has got to come back. Very well. I've known, of course, many in the profession. You might say, oh, practically everybody has worked for this. Of course, a lot of them would say that they didn't only work for me, but they gave their services. But this was a struggle, and they learned their trade, their business, in the mix. And I feel that this is so important to the paper. It seems such a sad thing that this must be called out. I was hoping it would be left as a training ground for the young, a school where they could have learned their art. where they could have put on their productions, and it would have been a wonderful groundwork, wonderful theatre for the groundwork that's so essential to an actor's development and progress. Still, I suppose that will go on to national theatre, and yet I suppose, well, perhaps I mustn't be casting. We must wait and see.
May I ask you to describe how you found yourself in the
crossroads? Well, I found myself, I didn't even lose myself, so I didn't know about having found myself. I was almost in full possession of my faculty. And as far as I was concerned, I was no sooner dead than I was alive. I was very much aware of what was going on. And I didn't find it an unpleasant experience at all. I found myself very much in life as soon as I dug it. And as crowds of souls that I've known came flooding to teach me a mystery. It wasn't a dull moment all along the line. Oh, I've changed, as we all change. I see things differently to what I used to. I realize the importance of a religious life when it is a religious life in the true sense. I don't mean the narrow one, which some people thought I had, but I was not the bigoted, narrow-minded person that most people thought I was. In fact, I was far more deeply concerned with every aspect of human life than people gave me credit for. I was not the type of person that perhaps some people thought I was. I believed in the resurrection, I believed in the teachings of Christ, of course, but not in such a narrow sense as some people thought. I respected all people and all religions when they were sincere, but I had no time for fools or hypocrites. You two strike me as a very sincere couple. From what I've heard about you, you are doing what you can to spread truth under adverse conditions and difficult ones. But my experience has always been that when you are sincere and you do everything in your power to forward truth, the way it stands. It stands for me in my particular sphere of life, and it will be fine for you. But I do have the knowledge which I didn't possess. It's true that I had a realization of this power of spirit agency. I wouldn't have called it spiritual, but I realized the power of the spirit was very much around me. And many a time when I was desperate and uncertain of what step I should take or what I should do, I called upon the power of the spirit, and it never failed me. And it won't fail either of you. Be assured of that. And you have the advantage that you have a means of communication which was denied me, which I wouldn't have accepted if it had been presented to me, of course. I'd heard about spiritualism, but it was not my cup of tea. Anyway, it's yours, and it's a very good cup, too. It isn't necessarily sweet. Sometimes if you take this truth, as you know it to be, and you accept it as your cup of tea, you'll find it's a little bitter at times. But that's not your fault. It's the fault of conditions in your world and people. Never mind. Carry on. Do the work. You are on the right track. What were you saying, sir?
You met many of the actors.
Oh, I've met everybody, and I should say everybody's met me. I made quite sure about that, too.
What were your surface lights in Calvary?
Magnificent.
They are.
They're all tight.
Open air surface?
Of course.
Yes.
Most of them. But this, of course, it's impossible for the people to describe to you because there are no words and ways in which one could do it. Yeah. There's no possible way in which one could depict all this to you.
Yeah.
It's completely beyond language.
Yes.
Language, which played such an important part in my life in as much as I was constantly concerned with it, I find now is absolutely useless when it comes to depict or describe things appertaining to life here.
Have you met Shakespeare?
Of course I met Shakespeare. What a different person he turned out to be.
Oh.
Very, very interesting character indeed. And a very charming person. And he doesn't speak in old English. In any case, he doesn't necessarily speak. They're able to communicate entirely by thought. And of course, his plays were hacked about. I always thought that when I was on your side, and I tried to do a bit of hacking myself. But no doubt about it, there were many changes made over the years. A lot of changes were made in the 18th century.
Does he still produce plays?
He does. He does.
And it would be a wonderful thing if you could find some sort of a medium or whatever you call it that he could come and work through and get some of the work over to the earth, it would be very illuminating. But that will come.
Wonder. Is it a natural stimuli or is it a...
Sometimes it's natural, but I suppose you could say it's all natural because there's nothing unnatural here. But everything is according to the source.
Oh,
if you want to depict an interior and you have an outside production, it's done purely by the source of the actors and the producer, and the audience see what they have concentrated their forces to shoot. The power of sources is tremendous. Our whole life is really created by the power of sources. Anyway, you two must start talking again. I must go. Yes? And don't let this thing lie idle. Take it to some paper and let them publish it. You have a magazine or something, you have to do the dance sort of thing. Well, I should do something about it because it will be a great interest. And I'd very much like people to know what I'm thinking, particularly at this moment. What were you saying?
We said if anybody particularly
acting
the person would like to hear the
thing,
put a name on the
paper. Well, naturally, I'd like everyone to hear it. But
yeah.
I'm wondering how many will be prepared to listen to it or even accept it.
But
anyway, if they did, I'd be very, very pleased, and I hope it has some effect on them. I don't know. I suppose a lot of them will listen out of interest, out of curiosity. Some will accept it, and some will reject it, as your human nature. I leave that entirely to you. Goodness knows, he might. Everybody's a stir nowadays. All the same. Even I became. It's extraordinary. In my day and age, you know, at the beginning of my year, this was not considered quite the thing to be concerned to the extent of acting or producing in the theatre. Not that I've ever an actress, although some of the actresses that I saw on the stage, I'm sure I could have done a downside better myself. And in fact, a lot of people who worked for me thought I was a very good actress. The way I could put on an act, so they said, to keep their salaries down.
Did you hear the Tibbles?
What do you say, sir?
Did you hear the Tibbles?
I was there. Of course I was there. I think I'd be miles away from the last night of the old Vic. It was a sad night and yet a very proud night.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the National Theatre will be a great success. I feel it must be. Because its roots were in the Vic. And those roots were strong and powerful. And I'm sure it will bring forth something very worthwhile in the future. I give my blessings to it and to all my friends who have helped to make it possible. I say thank you for all that you did for the beast. Not for me, for the beast. For the work. Oh, goodness, me, what questions this man has asked. I've seen many, including Lawson.
What do you think of the play that
wrote
this? Yeah,
of course I'm talking about Lawson. I knew who you meant. You said Henry VIII, and I knew you didn't
really
mean Henry VIII. You meant Lawson.
Yes,
of course I've met Lawson, and he's been down a bit too.
Yes.
Oh, he's a good chap. Well, I must go. I'm so sorry. Good night, or goodbye. Not good night. It's daytime, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know. It's puzzling to me.
Okay.
Anyway, goodbye. And don't forget to do something with this tape, whatever you call it. I wish I'd had those things in my day. Goodbye.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.